have your Bibles, take them please. Turn to the book of Genesis chapter 5 verse 21. Tonight we're going to talk about the man who walked with God. Wouldn't you like to walk with God? I mean, there are great Bible examples of people who walked with God. Enoch's one of them that we'll be talking to, talking about tonight. Noah was one. And you have people like Moses who had that experience where God speaks to him as a man speaks to his friend. Wouldn't you like to have that? That's the idea of this message tonight, okay? Is to have that relationship, right? Let's start Genesis chapter 5, verse 21, as we speak about the man who walked with God. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Again, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege of worship. Thank you, Lord, for your precious Son that you gave upon that cross of Calvary for our sins, so that we might have that relationship with you, so that we might walk with you each day that we live. Lord, help us to learn from the life of Enoch. Teach us, Lord. Open our ears and our eyes to your word. Help us to see how we may live and walk with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Enoch was known for a lot of things. One thing that stands out about Enoch is that he did not die. Now, this message tonight is not going to tell you how you can live a life so that God just one day takes you, okay? That may happen. The rapture may occur. We all may exit this place. But if things go naturally, we're going to die, right? And so... that's not the focus tonight, but the focus is, of course, that Enoch walked with God. And what that means, it's just a Bible expression for a life that is characterized by devotion and intimacy with God. The question is, how can we have that relationship, that kind of relationship today? And we start with Enoch's turning point. As we read in verse 22, it said, after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. The first thing we notice about the text is the word after. I've read that I don't know how many times and never noticed the word after. After he had his son Methuselah, Enoch walked with God. We don't know anything about the first 65 years of his life. He might have been bad, he might have been good, he might have been lukewarm, he might have, whatever. It's not common. We just know that it was at that point, when he was 65 years old, that he had his son Methuselah, and something flipped the switch. Because after that, he walked with God. It may have been that he looked at the earth in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. It's before the flood, so things were not going well, right? In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, it says, the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great, and that every intent of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continually. So he might have had this son and looked at the world that his son was going to have to grow up in and said, man, I need to get serious with God. But the point is, he had a turning point where God became important. Okay? Now, I don't mean to repeat what I did this morning, but I want to emphasize to you, if you're going to walk with God, there's going to have to be a point in your life where you're going to have to make up your mind, I'm going to walk with God. I want to be closer to God. I want an intimate relationship with God. I want people to see my God living through the life that I live. There has to be that turning point, and it may not be your turning, the point of salvation. I'll be honest with you, I was saved when I was 8 years old, but I didn't get it. Now, I really was saved, but I didn't get it. I didn't get serious about God until I was 28, 26, somewhere in there, when I realized, hey, God is important. So if you're going to walk with God, number one, you're going to have that turning point where you decide, that the most important thing in your life is, of course, your relationship with God. Second thing, Enoch was consistent. Once that decision was made, he stuck with it. Notice in the text, it says, for 300 years, Enoch walked with God. I want to point out to you what the text does not say. It does not say that Enoch walked with God 10 years, then went astray. It does not say that Enoch walked with God 25 years and then kind of grew cold. It doesn't say Enoch started a prayer life this week and forgot about it next week. The one thing that we learn here by looking that he walked with God 300 years is that there was a consistency in this man's life. That God, not only was God important, but every day he woke up, God was the priority. I'm amazed today how quickly we go from being spiritually hot to spiritually cold. Do you have that problem? I'll be honest with you, I do. That's why we're so hesitant to make resolutions. I'm not going to make a resolution that I'll read through the Bible. Why? Because I probably won't keep it. I'm not going to make a resolution that I'm going to improve my prayer life. Why? Because I probably won't keep it. Well, the fact is not that we shouldn't make those resolutions. The fact is that we should learn how to be consistent. And once we decide that God and my walk with God is important, we need to learn how to stick with it. There are times when it's not fun. Have you ever noticed that? There are times when it's not fun to be a Christian. You don't quit. There are times when it gets old to be a Christian. Yeah? I mean, there are times, you think everybody, you're here tonight while 90% of Russellville sitting at home watching football. But we're having more fun, right? Well, preacher, not really. You see the point. For 300 years, this man's relationship never faltered. For 300 years, this man walked with God. What we've got to learn is to be consistent. That what we decide today, that, you know, my prayer life's not what it should be. It doesn't wear off tomorrow. You know, I do need to read the Bible through this year. It doesn't wear off tomorrow. It doesn't wear off next week. It doesn't even wear off in 5 years. If we're going to walk with God, it's not just a phrase. It is a lifestyle, and that's what it was for Enoch. We're told in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. Do you believe that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him? Absolutely He is. So, when it gets hard to be a Christian, when it gets hard to follow God, when it gets hard to be dedicated to a prayer life, a study life, a church life, when it gets hard, you know that even though it is difficult, that God one day will make it worth my while, and I'll be glad every time that I open the Word of God. I will be glad of every prayer that I said, and I'll be glad of every church service that I attended. There has to be a consistency. See, that's what's wrong in the world today. We live in that society of, well, if I don't like it, I'm not going to do it. Listen, it's not always fun, but it's always necessary, right? Enoch was a man who had that turning point. He made up his mind. Number two, he was consistent. And number three, number three, the result was Enoch had a testimony. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, we read about Enoch. It says, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had a, what's that word? Before he was taken, he had a testimony. And what was that testimony? That he pleased God. Enoch had a testimony. Yeah, that, and his testimony was that he pleased God. That word, it means to become affirmed, favorable by authentication. So to put it in our language, Enoch was authenticated. Have you ever looked at something and say, is that real? When you go and you put, if you happen to have a $100 bill and you're going to spend that $100 bill at a restaurant, what do? They've got this little magic pen. And they'll rub that pen on that $100 bill. Why do they do that? To authenticate it. Because if it's real, it turns a color, it doesn't turn a color. I don't know, I've never really paid attention, but I've noticed they'll mark those bills. They want it to be the real thing. Enoch was the real deal. Every day that he got up, God was important. Every day he walked with God. Every day his life reflected his relationship with God. When one mentioned the name Enoch in his day, everybody knew what that man stood for. And his reputation was, he pleased God. Do you know we all have a reputation? What's your reputation? See, that's the idea of a testimony. Oh, we talk about being a Christian. You know? Are you authentic? Can people look at it and say, yeah, you know? That person believes and practices what he preaches. Yeah, he's a Christian because you can't get him to do certain things. You can't keep him out of church. You can't keep him from studying his Bible. You can't keep that man from praying. Listen, it is impossible for you to live out your faith and not be noticed by other people. And one of the greatest compliments that people can pay you is that you pleased God. Can you imagine? Well, I don't know much about old Doug Hambrick. I just know he pleased God. I pray that's what people will say about me. You know? Having that testimony. So I told you, the Sunday night messages were going to be short and to the point, right? And so I'm sticking to my word. I want to challenge you. Everybody present tonight, let's make it a priority to walk with God starting tonight. When we walk out of here, we're walking with God. When we lay down to go to sleep, we're walking with or sleeping with God. When we rise up to get up before we go to work, we get out of that bed, we're talking to the Lord about walking with the Lord. So that every aspect of our day that we are reminded, hey, I'm not just living, I'm walking with God. God. See, that phrase, walking with God, literally, it carries the idea of intimacy. Now, the idea of intimacy there is that close personal relationship. For example, if you're married, you know, Beth and I, we have a close personal relationship. There's not a day that goes by that I don't speak to her. There's not a day that goes, well, I hope there's not a day that goes by that I don't tell her I love her. I hope there's not a day that goes by that I don't interact in such a way that she knows I'm glad she's my wife. So when you rise up tomorrow, when you leave here tonight, keep that in mind. Walk with God so that God knows before you go to sleep tonight, you're appreciative of the day that He's blessed you with. Before you go to work tomorrow, you're thanking Him that He's given you the ability to get out of the bed. And when you go to work tomorrow, let other people see Jesus in you. Yeah? Make Him, you know, one of the most interesting things is to practice the presence of Jesus. Do you realize that you are indwelled? If you're a believer, if you're a child of God, you are indwelled by the Holy Spirit. That means wherever you go tomorrow, God is there. That's why, if you see me going down the road, don't laugh at me. Sometimes I'm talking. I'm not talking to myself. Okay? I'm talking to the Lord. Because He's there with me.
You know, going throughout the day, practice the presence of God. You can't walk with Him if you don't realize He's there. And He, my friends, is there. Tonight, you may be here, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want to invite you to come for salvation. Jesus Christ gave His life upon Calvary because you're a sinner. He did that to pay for your sin, to pay your sin debt upon the cross of Calvary. Now He offers that salvation as a free gift to all. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's you're the whosoever. Are you a child of God? If not, we were going to have a verse of invitation in just a moment. I want to invite you to come and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Maybe you're here and you know, tonight could be that turning point where yes, I want the very most and the very best I can get out of my relationship with God. You know, we can be jealous about a lot of things, but we should be jealous about people who have a closer relationship with Jesus than we do, you know, with a godly jealousy. Say, I want that. I want to be closer. I want to walk with God. I want Him to fill every aspect of every day so that when people look at me, they can say, he walked with God or she walked with God. Maybe tonight's that time, that turning point, that time of commitment for you. Whatever your spiritual need is, I want to invite you to come as we have this invitation. Heavenly Father, we do approach your throne of grace, thanking you, Lord, for the example of Enoch. And thank you, Lord, that he did walk with you. And so, Lord, we're reminded, Enoch was just a man like we were. There was nothing special about his abilities. He just walked with you. And he walked with you consistently for 300 years. Lord, we want to walk with you too. So help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to walk with you and to be aware of your presence and to interact with you daily and to not just live our lives oblivious to the fact that your desire is an intimate relationship. Let us live in relationship with you, or help us to live in a relationship with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.